have a successful business, if you want to take your career to the next level, if you want to have an impact, if you want to have freedom, if you want to have an amazing lifestyle, the key is confidence. And with confidence, with taking your business, your career to the next level, what often happens is fear. And one of the biggest fears that I found is this fear around being visible, being seen, and putting yourself out there. And it's real. It's like when you are, especially if you're a professional transitioning into business and this is something new to you, whether you're posting on social media, whether you're starting to talk about what you're doing to your network, whether it's you just even sharing this with a close friend, what I find happens often is what comes up is this fear of getting in trouble. You being seen, you being visible, you putting yourself out there is often connected, so subconsciously, with when you were younger, it's not good to be seen. If I'm seen, if I'm in view, I could get in trouble. So I don't want to do that. So I'm going to float under the radar. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to kind of fit in amongst the crowd. And this happens often for a number of reasons. It could happen at school. So at school, I even remember when the teacher would go around and it'd be like, okay, who's going to be up next for reading? It's like, well, I don't want to read. I'm going to just kind of sink down in my seat. I'm not going to make eye contact. I'm going to pretend like I'm busy doing something else. And we associate being seen with that. So what happens is when you go to move your business forward, when you go to put yourself out there, host your workshop, host whatever it is that you're doing, subconsciously we connect it with, it's not safe. It's not good for me to do this. And if that's the case, then the truth is you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to move it forward. So it's a huge kind of challenge and hurdle for actually you getting from where you want to be to where you want to go. But it's also one of the best ways that you can learn, one of the best ways that you can grow. The way to do that is to be conscious. So what's happening is this subconscious kind of patterns playing out as it's not safe for me to put myself out there because then I'm going to be maybe judged, I'm gonna have to do things I don't wanna do, I'm gonna be in trouble, I'm gonna be ridiculed, I'm gonna be these things. That's from the past. But currently, if you choose to associate being seen, being visible with pleasure or with service or with impact or with you achieving your dream, your goal, your desire, it's gonna help you bypass that fear. It's gonna help you to create or rewire that pattern into something that's more beneficial and really it's gonna help serve you and it's gonna help serve other people. So how can you do that? Well, a quick and easy way to do that is you literally just write down on a piece of paper 25, 50, 200, whatever the number is, just keep writing until you can't write anymore, benefits of you being visible, of you being seen, of you putting yourself out there. So if you're having a hard time doing social media posts, or if you're having a hard time hosting a seminar, right, what are the benefits of you doing this? How is this serving you? How is this serving other people? And then the next one, I draw another column and I would write the same number. So whether you do 25, I'll do 25 the drawbacks. What would be a drawback if you continue to hold yourself back? Or if you don't share what it is that you want? What's a drawback to you not being seen? To you not being visible? To you not putting yourself out there? So maybe a drawback would be, well, you're not impacting other people, which means you're then not making any money, which means then you're in a job that you hate, which means then it's impacting your family, which means then you're not being able to do what your heart actually wants you to do. So that's just an example. But the more you can associate the pleasure or the benefits to you being out there and being seen, being visible, doing the things that kind of scare you, the more you'll be able to do it with more confidence, with more certainty, with more inspiration. And that's really what it's all about. Because, and this is something that I learned from my coach. So when my coach, she was doing her first television interview and she was terrified. So she called her coach, who's Dr. John DeMartini, and she was like, what do I do? And he said, it's not about you. Focus on service. Focus on the message. And that's the important part. And she's like, okay, that makes sense. And she focused on the message. And that's something that I try to instill in myself and my clients as well. So the more you can make it about other people and the more you can have fun doing it, the less scary it is. You're not going to get in trouble. You're actually going to do the opposite effect and have an impact on other people. So I invite you to take your time and to actually do that exercise. It will help you to bypass the fear and to move forward and actually start doing the things that you know is going to be most beneficial for you and other people. So comment below if this is something that you've ever struggled with, if you had challenges with, and if you're ready to move it forward.